This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. Madison bartender Amy Moreland has been out of work since mid-March. She immediately applied for state unemployment insurance and eventually started receiving an extra $600 per week from the federal CARES Act stimulus package. But as Bridget Bowden reports, that federal benefit is set to expire at the end of this month, leaving Moreland and many other jobless Wisconsinites unsure about what's next.
Since early May, Amy Moreland has been receiving $600 per week in unemployment benefits from the federal stimulus. She's been putting almost all of it toward rent and food. But in early July, her air conditioner broke. Looking at units on Amazon, she pondered whether or not she could afford a new one.
With my unemployment running out so soon and with no idea whether there's a job in sight, it seems like a bad idea, but it also, while I'm sweating with all the fans in my living room, it seems like a great idea.
Moreland decided not to buy the air conditioner. She's among millions of Americans who've received the extra federal money, and she considers it a lifeline. Contemplating the next few months without that help is a terrifying proposition.
I'm really scared. It doesn't look like there's an end in sight to this, or at least not for the summer. And pretty soon, I'm not going to be getting any money to live.
As Congress returns to session this week, lawmakers will debate whether to extend the benefit. In May, the Democratic-controlled U.S. House passed a $3 trillion coronavirus aid package that would extend the extra $600 payments through January 2021. Senate Republicans have said they oppose this bill. Emily Savard is a program and policy analyst for the Wisconsin Unemployment Division, which distributes the federal unemployment money. She says any changes from the federal government will take time to program into the department's 1970s-era computer system. With any decision from Congress coming so close to or past the program's expiration date, it could add more delays to an already backlogged system.
We're preparing for several different scenarios. But again, with our system, it does cause stress because our system is so old and archaic and it is hard to program. And depending what happens, again, we'll need to prioritize what needs to be programmed and how to do it.
Moreland will continue to receive regular state unemployment insurance should the extra federal funds vanish. She gets $114 per week after taxes, not nearly enough to pay her rent. But that, too, will eventually run out. She should be able to get an extension in the future, but she'll have to wait until she exhausts her regular unemployment.
And so I just keep saving all my money and putting it towards bills. And hoping that someday I'll go back to work.
More than anything, Moreland wishes to safely return to her former job. The bar where she worked reopened in June, only to close the next day as COVID-19 cases spiked in Dane County. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.